This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by CHS. I'm Riley Smith. There's an innovative new U.S. pork burger that is seeing success in Colombia. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
At the U.S. Meat Export Federation Strategic Planning Conference in Tucson, Arizona, USMEF Latin America Representative Homero Recio updated members on promotional activities for U.S. red meat in South America. One of those activities is an exciting new product recently launched in Colombia, a U.S. pork burger derived from the Boston butt, developed through support from the USDA and the National Pork Board.
And we're calling it the BBB, and it's really picked up all across Colombia, the BBB, the BBB, the Boston butt burger. Not just a pork burger, very different. A burger of pork made from the Boston butt. And the science I put behind it is, if you kind of go back to beef, you have a burger that's made with trimmings, beef trimmings, great burger. But when you have a chuck burger, that's a different product. And that's the same concept that we're using with pork. Oh, no, it's not a burger made with pork trim. This is a Boston butt burger. It's different. It has marbling. It has better fat, has a firmer fat. It's going to cook differently. It's going to stay juicier.
Recio said the Boston butt burger stands out against burgers made from trimmings, and it has been very well received in Colombia.
Before we presented it, we used a firm in Colombia that's been around for 30 years. And before I give you the results, they told us that they were astonished by these results with consumers. There was 161 consumers in two different cities that represented, and people that represented about six different cities in Colombia. And they said that in their 30 years of doing this work, they had never had a product that was met with such consumer acceptance.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.